The Maine Climate Council has voted to adopt recommendations for the state's Climate Action Plan. The document is meant to guide the state toward reaching its climate and carbon goals. While the work is ongoing, conservationists say it's a big step. Eliza Donahue is Director of Advocacy and Staff Attorney at Maine Audubon. Welcome.
Thank you, Jennifer.
So the governor's office set some climate goals, and I believe is to reduce emissions by 45% by 2030 and then at least 80% by 2050. Can you talk a little bit about what some of the concrete strategies are going to be?
Yeah, absolutely. And I'll focus on the ones that are near and dear to Maine Audubon's heart as a wildlife conservation organization. So one of the great things, you know, in addition to thinking about what we can do to increase beneficial electrification in Maine, reduce vehicle miles traveled. Transportation is an incredible emitter, or the top carbon emitter in the state of Maine. The Climate Action Plan also recognizes the really important role that our natural lands play in both sequestering carbon and also making our communities more resilient to carbon. So, you know, some of the strategies in the Climate Action Plan include working to conserve at least 30% of Maine's lands, our working farms, our working forests by 2030, and particularly, you know, conserving lands that are really high in sequestering carbon, like our salt marshes, older forests, things like that. So those are some of the strategies within the Climate Action Plan that are of particular interest to Maine Audubon.
So the goals are one thing, and implementing a plan can take some time. So how long will it actually take to actually get all those pieces together to make this actually happen and get the plan rolling?
The plan has kind of a four-year shelf life, then it will be updated. But there are some specific targets within it that will be implemented over time in order to achieve our goals. So a lot of stuff needs to be done in the short term. Putting into statute and regulation what some projections are on sea level rise so that we can better plan from a land use capacity, where we're going to put new development, you know, where communities are going to need to increase their infrastructure, et cetera. But really, this is going to be something that goes on for years and years. Though I'm hopeful and many others are hopeful, we're going to really front load a lot of this stuff because we don't have time to waste.
Regarding that, though, is there any concern that this plan is only good as long as there's an administration that's going to be favorable to it? Governor Mills won't necessarily be governor forever. In fact, we know she won't be governor forever, and 2050 is a long way off.
Yeah, I think that's a very valid concern. But I think what is most remarkable about this plan is that it's a consensus document that was pulled together. You know, the Climate Council itself was made up of over 30 individuals that represent a very wide variety of stakeholders, industries, regions in Maine. And the hope is because it's consensus, because of the careful process that went into making the plan what it is, it's durable. It has nothing to do with politics, has everything to do with the reality of climate change, the science, what science is telling us about the projections of what's going to happen to our climate, and the reality of these are things we need to do to keep the worst of the worst from happening.
What about the economic plank of the plan? We hear a lot about green energy being a really fast-growing sector. Are there employment benefits here that some folks on, at least both sides of the aisle probably would want to hear about? And with Maine's demographic challenges, would we realistically be able to meet those demands?
Yeah, well, that's something that the plan, spends quite a bit of time on, is really helping to underscore the employment opportunities that are associated with, renewable energy infrastructure, with some of the changes that are going to be necessary in our transportation sector. And I think that it's something that can be, that is both really appeals to a lot of Maine people and, the drafters of the plan, the Maine Climate Council itself, really focused on making sure people understood that this is about not only, you know, preventing the worst of the worst as far as climate change, but this is an opportunity for Maine to really improve itself, that there, these are places where when we spend money, we are really investing in our state and investing in new jobs and opportunities.
All right. Eliza Donahue is Director of Advocacy and Staff Attorney at Maine Audubon. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jennifer.